Hi, I'm Sarah Kukajian, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics podcast, dedicated to pro-Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Sarah Kukajian about her debut graphic novel, Walsey, The Red Glove, in preparation for the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. The Toronto Comic Arts Festival, or TCAF, exists to promote the breadth and diversity of comics and what is considered comics as a legitimate medium of literary and artistic worth. TCAF seeks to promote the creators of these works and their broad and diverse voices for the betterment of the medium of comics and to reach as broad an audience as possible for them. TCAF is held from May 11th to 12th at the Toronto Reference Library. Armed with a Master of Science degree in marketing and creativity, Sarah Kukajian made the conscious decision to blend her professional marketing acumen with her passion for storytelling. Her mission is not just to educate but to entertain, with a greater purpose in mind, to dismantle stereotypes and shift the way society perceives individuals with disabilities. At the core of her endeavors lies her debut graphic novel, Walsey, The Red Glove. Walsey the Red Glove is the first volume in the series, a project close to her heart and made possible with the support of the Canada Council for the Arts. Through her work, Sarah is on a transformative journey to inspire change by creating narratives that redefine perspectives and champion inclusivity for all. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Sarah Kukajian about her debut graphic novel, Walsey the Red Glove, in preparation for the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024. So, Sarah Kukajian, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Thanks, John. I'm very happy to be here and thank you for your time.
Well, I appreciate it for sure. I know everyone's so busy these days, it's tough to find time to chat, but I do appreciate it. Before I get going with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
Well, one of the earliest comic books I remember diving into is Bully Bill, created by Jean Robin. I must have been around 7 years old at the time. I remember visiting my grandpa's house, and he would have this fantastic collection of classic European bande dessinées, including favorites like Tintin, Asterix, and Gaston Lagaffe. And I guess given my fondness for dogs, I guess I was naturally drawn to Bully Bill. And once I started reading, I was completely hooked. It sparked my love for comic books and storytelling at a young age and showed me the power of humor and relatable characters and captivating an audience.
Yeah, good stuff growing up, that's for sure. But I'm wondering, who or what inspires you to create today?
Well, in recent years, we've been seeing this awesome surge in all kinds of voices and styles in the world of graphic novels. Books like Allergic by Cristina Diaz-Gonzalez or Smile by Rena Telgemeier that dive into these relatable issues like dealing with braces, allergies, friendship dramas, cultural identity, and big themes like accepting yourself, your body image, and bouncing back from tough times. These stories are relatable because they come from real experiences, and they're told in a fun way with colorful artwork that grabs the attention of a young audience. And yeah, and I guess another influence I would say is Mortel Adad, this French comic series created by Antoine Dole and Diane de Feuillet, is my seven-year-old daughter's favorite. It's about this wild kid named Adele who's got this crazy imagination and a knack for causing chaos. But what I love most about this series is that both kids and parents totally relate and crack up together over Adele's mischievous behavior. It brings people together with humor and connection. And that's exactly what I wanted for my series, Walsey.
Because that's good.
Let's face it, you know, humor, it's like that secret sauce for getting messages across.
Yeah, that's what did my daughter say the other day? Is that humor is the best medicine, is what she said.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
There you go, for sure. Yeah. So we're chatting today because you're going to be exhibiting at TCAF, Toronto Comic Arts Festival. So with that in mind, I wanted to ask you, what do you like most about conventions or festivals?
Well, this is the first time I'll be participating at the TCAF. So, I mean, I love the vibe, absolutely, but I don't know, like, being on the other side and being on, and you know, the person who's going to be presenting and exhibiting a book, is it's really exciting. And what I'm looking forward to definitely is meeting other artists, connecting with people who are curious about my work, and just having a good time, hopefully.
Absolutely. Yeah. TCAF is always a fun time. You know, as you said, like networking with others, seeing other types of artwork that's there, and just meeting with folks in general. Like, they come from all over the world, which is going to be wonderful. You must have been at previous festivals, and I'm wondering, maybe you have a favorite moment. You met someone, or you were seeing some work for the first time. Anything that conjures a memory there?
Not really, because I haven't been to many festivals, unfortunately. I haven't been. This is really like one of the first experiences I'm going to have.
Nice.
Because I'm in this, really, it's really new for me. So I haven't been out and participating or being at festivals. I also haven't been in the country. I've just moved in. So yeah, all of these factors, just everything is very new to me.
Wow. So that's going to be really exciting. I don't want to spoil anything for you, but it's going to generate a lot of memories, I'm sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm sure.
Well, so speaking of TCAF, I would like to know, what will be on your table when attendees come by to see you? What will you have to show them?
I have a marketing background, so of course I'm going to have to think about the customer journey, and I want to delight the passerby. So my table is definitely going to have some interactive features. They are going to be part of the table setup. And other than my book, We'll See the Red Glove, I will have some branded We'll See t-shirts and stickers, some bookmarks, and maybe a few branded mugs. Yeah, and definitely chocolates.
Oh, my.
Who doesn't love chocolates, right?
That's right. For sure. For sure. Now, you mentioned your new graphic novel, Wazy the Red Glove. Can you describe it as someone who might come by and visit you at your table?
Yeah, it's We'll See the Red Glove. So the series is called We'll See, and the first volume is called The Red Glove. So We'll See the Red Glove. And the series focuses on the everyday life of a young boy who is born with a motor disability. It delves into how he navigates through tasks that others might find simple, others his age, but due to his condition, he faces challenges. And essentially, it centers around four main themes: occupational therapy and how it aids him in finding alternative ways to accomplish tasks, the importance and support of family and friends in his journey, the impact of his environment on his experiences, and his own journey of self-discovery.
Ah, okay. So this sounds like a kind of a serious type of subject matter.
It is a serious subject, but it's really done in a very light way. It's made in a way where people can actually understand what's happening, and but also in a fun way, in terms of like, it doesn't it's not heavy, and it's accessible, and people have a laugh and they can relate, because it tackles into a subject in a way that everyday people go through life. Like, for instance, one of the chapters is about the floor is lava. So it's very relatable to all kids, and it's everyday life things, but it comes with that little detail that, well, it's not a little detail, but it comes with that. But at the same time, it is about this young boy who has difficulty. So how is he going through everyday life, doing things that other kids do, but with his condition, with his own challenges? So it shows about his creative side, the support that he's having from his friends and from his family and all that. So, yes.
What sort of research you did for the book?
What inspired me is my son. My son is he's neurodivergent, and through our journey, I had the chance to connect with other parents who have kids with disabilities, and it was an eye-opening experience to see their experiences and challenges. And also, when we found out about his condition, he had to go through early intervention with occupational therapy. So all of those talks with different people involved made me realize that there is a gap in terms of like authentic representation of disability in literature and media and children's literature, in terms of like having a character that people can relate to. Because you do have a lot of stories out there that talk about disability, but you don't really have a specific character that you can say, oh yeah, well, this is a character with who's neurodivergent or who has a disability. So I wanted to create that because, and I wanted to create that through the medium of graphic novels, because I think that that is a very accessible medium, and it also allows for a lot of emotional depth and humor, and it's for everyone. It's a medium that could reach all ages and can convey a message in a fun, light, and heartwarming way. So, yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm sure it'll be a widely read and well accepted for sure. So good stuff there. Now, you didn't work on this book alone. You have a collaborator. I wonder if you could talk a wee bit about who helped you with the book.
I have, so 3 days before I applied to the Canada Council for the Arts, I had to find the right person to draw the characters and to bring my vision to life, because I had the script, I had everything written, but I needed to find the right person. That's one of the most important part. And I got lucky because I found someone, his name is Doi Daous. He's an amazing illustrator. He has an amazing artistic style, but what caught my eye was, you know, his openness and his humanity as an artist. He already worked on projects that needed that kind of depth and understanding of this kind of subject and social and the social impact it has. So when you're collaborating with an illustrator, it's not about just the technical skills. It's about understanding the emotions and the nuances that need to be translated into characters. And he excelled at that. And throughout the process, we didn't just work together, we formed a genuine friendship. We had open and honest discussions about the characters and their emotions. And he was always receptive to feedback and willing to make adjustments. And I think that's why it came out so amazingly well done. And the illustrations are beautiful. They're attractive. And I'm very grateful for his contributions to bringing the story to life.
Well, I'm glad it worked out well. I mean, it's not often that creators get to find true collaborators with positive results. I've heard some horror stories in the past, so I'm glad it worked out.
It is a challenging, you know, task, because most of the time you end up having to work with someone that might have the right skills, but you don't understand each other, or there's a miscommunication happening, and that affects the work. And to find that person, that right person, where you have this kind of like real flow when it comes to the output that you're putting out there, and understanding and vision and coming together and really doing the work together, is a beautiful experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I understand that this is part of a series, Wolsey. I'm wondering, is it safe to assume that there will be other books down the road?
Yeah, we're already working on volume 2, which hopefully would be out next year. And yeah, after that, we'll see. After that, I have a few other projects in mind, but it's too early to talk about that.
Right. Well, that's great. Something to look forward to for sure. When people pick up the book, it'd be comfortable for them to know that there'll be more to the story in the future, for sure. Now, I understand that you have a degree in marketing and creativity, and I know that you just mentioned that this is your first book. So I was going to ask for advice for someone's making their own book, but maybe looking at it from a marketing creative type of perspective. What would you say to someone who is making their own book, lessons that you've learned along the way?
Wow. I'm still learning. I mean, first of all, what I learned is creating the book is only half or even a quarter of the job done. It is a big, big achievement. But having the book is one thing, but then you need to also market it. And that is the big bulk. And it's about getting out there and just putting yourself out there, taking all kinds of opportunities. When you're just talking to someone, just mention the book. That's what I do now. All the time I'm talking about the book. And I always find ways to just integrate into a discussion this book that I've written. And it doesn't sound marketing wise, but I mean, it doesn't sound too like I'm trying to sell, but it goes into the discussion in a way that flows. That's one thing. So talk about it to anyone you meet, and you never know where that can lead you, but also go out, meet people, try to find unconventional ways to market it. It's not, you know, the great, do the conventional stuff, like do the digital strategy, go to the events and everything, but also try to do collaborations that are out of the box that you can, you never know it, it you never know what's going to pan out. So there's no secret, you know, recipe for making that book succeed, but it's a trial and error, like in all marketing efforts. You just have to try and see what's and assess and then see what's working and just go back to it and try it again, try a different message and see until something pans out. Hopefully. Yep.
See where it goes. No, that's good advice for sure. Now, you mentioned that you've got a lot on the go. You're going to be doing a lot of marketing, as they say, and a lot of promotion. Do you have a website where you recommend people go to find out more about your current and your future projects?
Yes. So I do have a website and it's called nonomission.com. So it's spelled nonomission.com. But you can also find me on Instagram as Walsie Graphic Novel. And you can find my book on Amazon and in certain local bookstores.
Thanks to Sarah for the chat. You can discover more about Walsie the Red Glove at nonomission.com. And that's nonomission.com. And on Instagram at instagram.com/Walsie Graphic Novel. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. And please remember to send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.